Welcome to your journey towards self-betterment. My name is Donald Curry. I'm a registered psychotherapist and the clinical director of Dimensions Algonquin Highlands. These audio programs are designed to lay the groundwork for your retreat experience by offering an educational basis on the principles underlying our work. Psychoeducation aims to enhance understanding, foster self-awareness, diminish stigma, and encourage effective management of mental health conditions. By boosting knowledge and self-awareness, psychoeducation enables individuals to take charge of their mental health and well-being. This leads to more effective symptom control and overall improved well-being and quality of life. We are excited that you're going to be joining us and to walk alongside of you during your process of transformation and change. The window of presence is a concept in psychology that refers to the range of emotional states in which an individual is able to function most effectively. It is a term that's used to describe the optimal state in which an individual can cope with stressors and maintain a sense of equilibrium. Understanding the window of presence can help individuals to develop greater self-awareness and resilience, and to better manage their emotions. The window of presence can be visualized as a range between two states, hyperarousal and hypoarousal. Hyperarousal refers to a state of high activation, where an individual may feel anxious, irritable, or overwhelmed. Hypoarousal refers to a state of low activation, where an individual may feel numb, dissociated, or disconnected. The window of presence is the optimal range between these two states, where an individual is able to feel present and engaged, while also feeling a sense of safety and control. When an individual experiences stressors that exceed their window of presence, they may enter a state of hyperarousal or hypoarousal. This can result in a range of symptoms, including anxiety, depression, panic attacks, and other emotional and physical reactions. Understanding your own window of presence can help you to recognize when you're becoming dysregulated and to take steps to return to a state of equilibrium. There are several factors that can impact an individual's window of presence, including past trauma, chronic stress, and environmental factors. For example, individuals who have experienced trauma may have a smaller window of tolerance, and they may be more prone to entering into a state of hyperarousal or hypoarousal when triggered by reminders of the trauma. Chronic stress can also narrow the window of presence, as it creates a sense of overwhelm that can push individuals into a state of hyperarousal or hypoarousal. Fortunately, there are several strategies that can help to widen the window of presence and increase resilience. These include mindfulness practice, grounding techniques, and building a supportive social network. Trauma-based psychotherapies such as somatic psychotherapy can help individuals in reprocessing the trauma that is stored in the nervous system and widening the window of presence. Mindfulness practices such as meditation and yoga can help individuals to become more aware of their internal states and to regulate their emotions. Grounding techniques such as deep breathing or progressive muscle relaxation can help to calm the nervous system and reduce anxiety. and building a supportive social network can provide individuals with a sense of safety and connection, which can help to increase resilience in the face of stressors. Understanding the window of presence is an important concept in psychology that can help individuals better manage their emotions and develop greater resilience. By recognizing one's own window of presence and developing strategies to widen it, individuals can increase their ability to cope with stress and maintain a sense of equilibrium. The concept of the window of presence has been widely used in psychotherapy, especially in the treatment of trauma-related disorders. Trauma can have a profound impact on an individual's window of presence, narrowing the range of emotions and experiences that they're able to tolerate without becoming dysregulated. This can lead to symptoms such as hypervigilance, flashbacks, and dissociation. For individuals that have experienced trauma, widening the window of presence can be a challenging process, as it requires confronting and processing past experiences that may be overwhelming or triggering. With the help of a trained psychotherapist, individuals can learn to regulate their emotions, develop greater resilience in the face of stressors, and reprocess past experiences that may be contributing to feelings of overwhelm. One of the key components of widening the window of presence is building a sense of safety and connection. This can be done through the development of a supportive social network, as well as the cultivation of mindfulness and self-compassion. By learning to recognize and accept one's internal states without judgment, individuals can begin to develop a greater sense of control and agency over their emotions. Polyvagal theory is a concept that explains the complex interplay between the nervous system, emotions, and behavior. Developed by Dr. Stephen Porges, polyvagal theory suggests that the vagus nerve, the largest cranial nerve that runs from the brain to the abdomen, plays a key role in regulating our responses to stress and our ability to form social connections. This theory helps us to better understand the connection between our nervous system and our emotional experiences. It provides valuable insights in how we respond to stress, form social connections, and manage our emotions. Polyvagal theory is built on the idea that our autonomic nervous system, which regulates our body's unconscious processes, has three main components that interact to influence our emotional experiences and social behavior. The ventral vagal complex is our social engagement system. This part of the nervous system is associated with feelings of safety and social engagement. When the ventral vagal complex is activated, we feel calm, connected, and able to communicate effectively with others. This system helps us to build relationships, foster empathy, and supports emotional regulation. The sympathetic nervous system is responsible for our fight or flight response. This system activates when we perceive a threat or danger. It prepares our body to take action by increasing our heart rate, blood pressure, and releasing stress hormones. The fight or flight response is essential for our survival, but it can be problematic if it becomes chronically activated or triggered by non-threatening situations. The dorsal vagal complex is responsible for the freeze response. When we experience an overwhelming threat that we perceive to be inescapable, our nervous system may activate the dorsal vagal complex, which can result in a freeze response. In this state, our body shuts down and we may feel numb, disconnected, or immobilized. By understanding polyvagal theory, we can better recognize the different states of our nervous system and how they affect our emotional experiences. In therapy, we work to help our guests develop greater self-awareness and to learn strategies to regulate the nervous system. This may involve breathing exercises, movement, mindfulness practices, and grounding techniques that activate the ventral vagal complex and promote feelings of safety and connection. As we explore emotional experiences in therapy, we also consider how different components of the nervous system may be involved. This perspective can provide valuable context as we work together to develop effective coping strategies and enhance emotional resilience. Polyvagal theory can be helpful in understanding and treating trauma-related injury, such as post-traumatic stress injury. When individuals experience trauma, their nervous system may become stuck in a state of hyperarousal or hypoarousal, leading to symptoms such as flashbacks, anxiety, and dissociation. Polyvagal theory suggests that trauma can impact the ventral vagus, making it more difficult for individuals to engage in social behavior and form connections with others. At Dimensions, we work with our guests to help them regulate their nervous system and develop a sense of safety and connection. Polyvagal theory helps us to understand the complex interplay between the nervous system, emotions, and behaviors. By recognizing the ways in which our nervous system responds to stressors, we can develop strategies to regulate emotions and promote a sense of safety and connection. At Dimensions, all of our registered psychotherapists are trained in polyvagal theory. We employ mindfulness-based practices, somatic psychotherapy exercises, and somatic movement to help our guests cultivate greater resilience and emotional regulation, leading to greater well-being and overall life satisfaction.